I think that what is very clear is that a very young kid has got a terribly good but dangerous toy, and he's going to play with it as far as he can go. And that, of course, he seems to be exuberant, to have some bit of ambition, and to completely misunderstand the concept of running an economy, or certainly even just a simple business account. I think he's failing to understand how businesses are finding it difficult to operate in the Zimbabwean economy. And for him to then request or hope that he's going to get 10% of their profit is just wishful thinking, honestly. But also I think that the president and the rest of his cabinet have to be extremely careful about the amount of resources that such a young, inexperienced, exuberant and careless person may cause to the rest of the country. The meetings that he's calling for and the things that he's suggesting are certainly going to be frightening a lot of investors, both local and international investors, but certainly doesn't look like the indigenization policy is in good hands and or that the country will be able to rein on him, given that he's got a special relationship with the president.
Is there anything that can be done, Mr. Sibanda, by the president or colleagues in cabinet to work with Mr. Joao in this regard?
I think that the president and certainly even the first lady has got to rein on this very quickly, because if she has any ambitions at all at the presidency or at some position that will protect the family when the president is unable to do so, then certainly some level of discipline is required from this young politician, who I think has been appointed with that in mind, to certainly make sure that the Mugabe family has got many hands on the deck that can sort of safeguard that legacy and safeguard whatever wealth the family may have already had. But I think that as it goes right now, the new and young minister is going to continue to cause fissures and confusion in the government and in ZANU-PF without really the opportunity for the rest of the party and the cabinet to do anything, unless the president and or the first lady does something about it.